If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Falcons have requested Seahawks OC Clint Kubiak for an interview for their head coaching job. According to Tom Pelissero, they've also requested an interview with Dolphins DC Anthony Weaver. Some of you may or may not remember, Weaver was a guy that was a candidate when Raheem got the job, and he was out there, one of those guys that was being interviewed by various teams. He came from the Ravens organization, highly thought of, so don't just poo-poo because it's Miami. And then the other thing is this. Tom Pelissero also saying, Mike, that according to sources, he believes Matt Ryan wants to do both jobs. What the job is with the Falcons, we're not sure, but he would like to continue working at CBS. I'm just going to tell you, in my opinion, can't. If you're going to be president, and if that's what the job's going to be, that's one thing. Mike, if he's just going to be an advisor and still do CBS, right, then that's another. But apparently wants to do both. And Tom Pelissero says, remember, Brady did this very similar situation.
Right. And, of course, you know, Brady can't have those meetings, can't be on the other team's practice facilities, which kind of made the whole thing seem kind of silly.
Yep.
And if Matt wants to transition out of the studio to be an analyst, that'd be, I guess he'd be in that same boat. I understand where Matt's coming from, but I wish that Matt would just be doing this job here in Atlanta as kind of like the football czar, as it were. And again, the GM and coach would answer to him. That's the way it's supposed to work. We'll get more clarification from Arthur Blank on Thursday at the press conference.
All right, so those things are happening. Want to jump on the phones because we really want to talk to you. It's a unique situation, as I said, right now in our city with where we go. I will say this. For those of you who have been down, and at one point in the season I said to Mike, it feels like there's no way out because we're losing. It just felt bad. There's a way out. Okay? So for everybody that's been feeling some kind of way, right now this could be the start of something really unique if we do this right. Let's go to Marquise in Fort Lauderdale. He's on the app, Mike, by the way.
Listening, hey, man.
On the Odyssey app. Marquise, man, welcome in. Hey, man, what's going on? How do you feel about what's going on with the Falcons?
Dude, I hate the fact that this sounds like a victory. Monday, it shouldn't. But unlike most people, I'm kind of on the other side of this thing here. You know, when they announced they was bringing in the consulting group, you know, it's like, what are they coming in to do? You know, we dropped the game to the Buccaneers the first game by a field goal to get to overtime. You know, same thing with I forgot which game that was. The Patriots, same thing. We another kicker, mixed extra point. Hey, that's two games that we could have been competitive in. And not to even mention that second game when we played the Panthers, I was sure Michael Penix was about to put on the best show he had in his career until he went down to ACL injury. I'm pretty certain he would have gave us the 7 points we need to win that game. And, guys, we're just talking about a few games here where Raheem dropped the ball. I think the team had dropped the ball because we still have a developing team. And for them to pull the rug like they just did, I I think we just bought ourselves another two losing seasons. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Well, I mean, two things. I mean, you talked about the Carolina game. They gave up 448 passing yards to Bryce Young. So, you know, the defense, despite being second best in the league in sacks, it's the details. You know, how about those penalties in San Fran? That's a game where you had, remember, too many men on the field, and then Christian McCaffrey gashes us for a touchdown. We got 10 guys on the field. So coaching, the little details, special teams, never addressed. That's why he got fired. So I understand a lot of guys felt that, you know, hey, 3 years is the at least the benchmark. Not anymore. And I look, the one thing I would say is I do appreciate the Falcons ripping the Band-Aid off here because I don't think it was going to get better in year three.
Yeah, and when you say we've bought ourselves two more losing seasons, I don't believe that either. Would you say that to Mike Vrabel? Who took over a team, and I'm telling you, this
four
is from,
win Patriots.
Yeah, this isn't from me. This is from NFL folks. That was not talented and didn't scare a lot of people offensively. The only thing they had going for him is a lot of people believed in Drake May, but they hadn't really set him up for success, Mike. And then when you know, the old coordinator comes back and Josh is there, all of a sudden things come together. But, guys, he completely turned that roster over. I said this to you earlier in the year. 10 new guys on offense, 2 new guys on defense.
Right.
Like, literally. And so when you start saying, oh, we're making a mistake and we're now we've set ourselves back 2 more years, we can't think that way. If you get it right, you're right back in the mix.
Right. That's the thing about this team, guys. You're in a position to be in first place, okay? 3-game lead over the Bucs last year before the wheels came off. You know, and by the way, Fondo is also going to get fired, guys, because of the caller just alluded to it. They never addressed the kicker. Raheem can only work out the guys they bring into camp. They brought in a public relations routine with Lenny Krieg from Germany. They never brought in competition. Yes, you should have had, you know, all these guys come in. Zane Gazelle should have been here competing against Koo. You lost that game to start the season. We never got to overtime. You've referenced the Patriots. These are all parts of the big picture. That's the general manager. That falls on him. In my mind, Carl, it's job responsibility.
Yeah, and look, Marquise, I feel you. I understand what you're saying is like, oh, I just wish maybe we would have stayed the course. We cannot be scared. This is what Mike's saying. For the first time, you feel like Arthur Blank didn't go, we'll just stay the course.
Right.
No. No.
Look, this thing with Fontenot, I mean, some guys say it wasn't fair because he inherited a bad cap situation. That's true, but 4 years. I mean, I don't know how much patience you guys have when you're still part of the big picture of 8 years without a winning season. Heads are going to roll. And this one, guys, take any game you want. The Jets game, take the Berlin game, which I think there's some critical mistakes. These are the small things that the coaching staff screwed up. Players got executed. It's not Raheem's fault if Pitts drops a pass, but you can get on Pitts' butt. Right? You can bench him.
Yeah.
There's ways to try to motivate some of these guys and shake things up. So, guys, take any one more win and we're in the playoffs. Okay, that's how bad this division was, and we still couldn't get it done.
There are currently 6 jobs, and when you talk about head coaches, that are open. Mike and I were just discussing this in the break. Remember, Titans fired their guy way early, right? It was so early, many of us forgot.
Like the Giants, right?
Exactly, Giants. But now it's us, Browns, Cardinals fire Gannon today. And then Pete Carroll, which a lot of people was like, what was that experiment about? You know, 1 year, what? Tom Brady, he... I don't know, but
it never
6
made
jobs.
Sense. It never made it sense, and that was just an unmitigated disaster. They were also nailed with injuries. Shane Steichen holding on to his job in Indianapolis. Remember now, it is the daughters and the daughter of Jim Irsay running the show, and they felt that the injuries. Look, Daniel Jones had him as the number one seed until he got hurt, so they're not going to fire that coach.
Yeah, I think they felt like he did a really good job. And by the way, you talk about being involved. They're involved.
Intimately, yes.
So it's not like they don't know what's going on. Let's talk to Steve in Snellville. Steve, welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Black Monday. Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot gone. What are your thoughts?
I'm a Falcons fan since the beginning. This organization has got to develop something it has never had, and that is a standard of excellence in management and on the field. What has happened so far is a step forward. Having Matt Ryan in any capacity is a step forward. And one last thing, I would like to be the first to say goodbye, Kyle Pitts.
Well, that's going to be a decision. I know that he surged it for some fans, Carl. It's too little, too late.
Yeah.
But you're looking at statistically the second best tight end in the league.
What?
Yeah. So that's, again, this goes back to
what?
What happens now when a new general manager comes in, and how does he look at Kyle Pitts as wasted potential or the guy with the right OC? He becomes the man he was supposed to be and has shown who he can be.
Wait a minute. Do you really believe that he's the second best tight end in the league?
I think he is the second best. By statistics, now there's a couple guys with more touchdowns.
No.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I mean, statistically, he's the second best tight end.
Do you feel like he's
I just work here.
Well, he disappeared the last 2 weeks, didn't
he? Okay,
but so he's kind of back. We returned to normal Pitts the last 2 weeks.
I'm just saying, like, when I say Kyle Pitts, does, oh, second best tight end in the NFL immediately come to mind. Well, that's all I'm saying.
There'll be some fans out there going, yeah, my damn right he is.
Okay.
But again, he's a late bloomer, as in late in the season. And then he's a late bloomer in the sense it was a contract year.
Let's just say, you start doing things a little bit differently, your money's on the line.
Yeah. Right. All right. That one's interesting. You're right, statistically. And look, that's a decision that could either help you or haunt you. Like, we could do that, and everybody feels good about it. We get in the next season. He disappears again. All y'all will be complaining about why the hell we re-signed Kyle Pitts.
Also, I just work here.
And I get it. If you're a Falcon fan, we get into all these hypotheticals. Carl, same old, you know what's going to happen? He'll go somewhere and be great. Yeah, he may. He may. You know what would really suck? I heard Andy Randy talk about it. Tyler Allgeier, watch Fontenot go back to the Saints in a role working for Mickey Loomis, and Tyler Allgeier winds up on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden we'll be dealing with that, you know, for like, you know, 5 or 6 years.
It's very possible.
You know, but the thing is, and by the way, just one thing to clarify, you know, I think sometimes, and however you felt about Raheem and Terry, it's not like they're going to a desert island prison. Okay, these guys, you know, they're going to land on a 6 or 7 figure gig somewhere else. Raheem is a great defensive coordinator. I think that's what he's best at. I think he's advanced beyond his competency level when he becomes a head coach again.
Yeah, look, you're right. To feel like at this point, like they're never going to work again is silly. They will, both of them. But I also know how badly they wanted it to work here. And when you get these opportunities, Mike, you said it, these jobs are limited. You don't get 5 and 6 of these chances.
Right. I mean, and part of this whole thing is, you know, the defense, and again, credit to, we'd be idiots not to credit Terry Fontenot for making those moves, the mid-round picks a year ago, and obviously resetting the defense where we're now the second-best team in rushing the passer. That's credit. But the other side of it is, you never should have drafted Pitts in the first place. Should have just taken Penei Sewell, take the bedrock guy, and then you're set, and then you build it from there. A tight end never should have been drafted that high. The Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. thing, around the league, is one of the silliest decisions ever made.
Yeah.
So that's also part of the resume.
For me, this just both guys independently of each other. And Jay Will, we're going to grab you and Dan in just a second. You guys are more than welcome to call in. We want to hear from you guys. 404.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I.
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
472-6029. And it doesn't matter how you feel, which way you feel, we want to know. Because I think a lot of people feel like this may be a mistake. Others feel like this is the right thing to do. I get the sense, Mike, most Falcon fans, I'm going to say 90%. There may be a 10% portion of a fan base, but 90% of the fan base felt like we did, like, this doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. We're not doing the things we need to do.
You wouldn't fire the GM without firing the coach. I mean, to leave one here, no sense.
Couldn't do it.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.